Good morning, everyone. Here's a little bit of the history of Pauline Baptist. It says the first organizational meeting was held in the old Pauline School September 19, 1899. The church was formed because during bad weather, members were unable to attend Philadelphia on Troopville Road. In 1904, the original sanctuary was built on land donated by the Reiser and Smith families. The wood to build the church was cut from local forests. The original building sat much closer to Highway 94, now 133, but was moved further back due to the paving of the highway. In fact, the original well, which was at the rear of the church, is now under the front storage room. Since its early history, Pauline has had a heart for missions. In fact, around 1905, money was donated to establish Morrison Baptist Church on Highway 333. The rooms, now the kitchen and pathway to the present sanctuary, were Sunday school rooms added in the early 1960s. During the 1930s and 40s, gifts to the Baptist Children's Home were in the form of material goods. Hay was stored in the attic. Jelly and honey made up some of the offerings. In the 1950s, were hard on Pauline, as on some occasions attendance fell to single-digit numbers. Faith remained strong as new families added to the roll. An extension was added to the fellowship hall in the mid-1980s due to the increased membership. The Sunday school building was constructed in the early 1990s, again due to an increase in enrollment. At this time, Sunday school enrollment surpassed the 100 mark. Around 1999, plans were made to construct a new sanctuary, which is in use today. Pauline Baptist Church has survived both feast and famine, but is thankful to be celebrating 118 years of serving the Lord, which is awesome. And here's just a few dates from throughout the years of things that's happened. September 24th, 1899, the first building committee was appointed and building fund was established with an offering of $12. Deeds were to always be kept by the treasurer. October 21st, 1899, Pauline was accepted into the Mercer Association. December 24th, 1899, Sunday school was organized. January 27th, 1900, that seems like a long time ago, y'all. Hymnals were bought for $2.90. Wow. May 27, 1900, J.R. Reiser gave the church a silver water pitcher on behalf of Miss Minnie Colbreth. May 26, 1900, weekly prayer meetings were organized and held at the homes of the members. June 18, 1904, deeds to the church and cemetery were investigated. August 20th, 1904, the decision for pastor would be by election and two-third majority vote would carry. May 18th, 1905, the cemetery was to be divided into lots and a draft erected. Suitable rules and regulations for burials were to be prepared. A strong wire fence was to be put around the cemetery. It says no record could be found where they raised enough money to put up the fence. January 20th, 1906, map of cemetery was presented and accepted. July 14th, 1906, the question as to whether to enlarge church or complete church according to original plans were postponed. October 20th, 1906, it was agreed to pay the sexton of the church $5 a year more if the amount could be raised for that purpose. Not much for a custodian. July 16, 1907, Mr. J.R. Reiser was paid $2.75 to clean out the well. That sounds just mind-blowing in today's world. October 19, 1907, the treasurer's books were examined by a committee and found to be in order. That was the first audit of the books. February 16, 1908, the church supported Mercer University with a $45 donation. Earlier history proved Pauline to be a staunch supporter of Mercer University. Many speakers were invited from here to preach on various occasions. March 16, 1908, building repaired and painted costed $33.53. Wow. Thank y'all.